welcome to another Friday night of area high school basketball. Tonight's game is South Shelby at Clark County, and tonight's sponsors include Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they've got offices in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia. Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. It's 6 o'clock, time to send you down to Cahokia Mo for tonight's broadcast with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to Clark County High School. As Dave said, tonight it's the Clark County Lady Indians and the South Shelby Ladybirds. And let's take a look at the starting lineup first for South Shelby. It'll be Hannah Wigman. She's a 5'7 senior. Miranda Patterson, 5'7 a senior. Belle Roush, a 5'9 a sophomore. Kaylee Gaines, 5'7 senior. And Millie Mosey Williams, at 5'10 and a senior. So Hannah Wigman, Miranda Patterson, Belle Roush, Kaylee Gaines, Millie Mosey Williams, and the Ladybirds go 5'7, 5'7, 5'9, 5'7, and 5'10, 20 and 3, and coached by Luke O'Loughlin. For Clark County, it'll be Hope Ross. She's a senior. Aaron Bash, a junior. Blair Webster, a senior. Allie Fox, a senior. And D.D. Church, a sophomore. So Hope Ross, Aaron Bash, Blair Webster, Allie Fox, and D.D. Church, the Lady Indians, come in with a record of 3-17, and coached by Cameron Mack. As the South Shelby Ladybirds are being introduced, we're going to take it back to the station, Dave, for just about a minute and a half. This is KMEM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Inside a dimly lit room at the LBJ Library in Austin, Texas, a motion sensor triggers a recording, and a voice fills the room.
Suddenly, there was a sharp, loud report. A shot.
It's the voice of Lady Bird Johnson, the wife of Lyndon Johnson.
He wants to get out. There is no way out.
Lady Bird recorded her entire experience in the White House. Hours and hours of tape that almost no one has ever heard. And those tapes, they end up rewriting history. This is a story about one of the most influential members of the administration, even if we never knew it.
I wrote out for Lyndon about a 9-page analysis of what I thought his situation was.
From Best Case Studios and ABC Audio, listen to In Plain Sight, Lady Bird Johnson. Available now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. As the Lady Birds are already on the floor, here comes Clark County as Olivia Miller, a senior on senior night, is starting. The four seniors and D.D. Church. So Williams against Church. Ball's up. Tip is controlled by Clark County. Now it's loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball as nobody really could get a handle on it. And they're going to jump it again. Well, they're going to jump this time. Miranda Patterson and Hope Ross. So only 6 seconds ticked off the clock. Now tip is controlled by Clark County. Church gives it to Webster. Webster has it between the two circles. Picks up a dribble, bounce past to Ross, top of the key. Now Church on the left baseline. Church had the ball stolen away by Williams. Gets it to Wigman. And Hannah Wigman brings it across the timeline to Kaylee Gaines for three. Missed it. And Allie Fox comes out with the rebound. Fox to Webster. Webster long pass in the right corner to Ross. Ross Takes along the right baseline, but it'll be shot blocked by Williams. Now Fox tries the three. No good. Ross gets it, puts it back up, missed it, but drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Williams as Millie Mosey Williams picks up her first foul. Hope Ross will go to the line to shoot two shots. First shot up, almost airballed it. Covers her eyes with both hands. I'll bet that's the first time she's done that since about the first grade. Next shot up. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Williams off the rebound to Patterson. Patterson brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Gaines on the right wing. In the right corner to Patterson for three. On the way, bullseye. Land to Patterson. Now full court pressure by the Lady Birds as Webster in the backcourt gets it over to Olivia Miller. Miller across the timeline, gets it to Fox between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Sal Shelby as Fox takes along the baseline, put up a shot blocked by Wigman, but Wigman stepped out of bounds, so it'll be Clark County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. 3-0, Lady Birds with the early lead as Fox looks for somebody to throw it to. Fox gets it into Hope Ross. Ross to Miller, batted around, goes out of bounds, last touch by Allie Fox. So it'll be South Shelby basketball as Clark County will back off and go man-to-man at half court. Patterson to Gaines on the deep left wing. That was what. Now Gaines will try three. Bullseye. Kaylee Gaines with a three. 6-0. That's South Shelby with the lead as they pressure Clark all the way down the floor. Blair Webster on the left wing in trouble, and a double team looks for somebody. Now hands it off to Hope Ross. Ross almost walked with it to Olivia Miller. She finally corrals it in the right corner, gets it, trying to get it inside to Ross. Batted out of bounds by Bill Roush. So Allie Fox will inbound on the far sideline. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Ross. In the corner, gets it inside to Church. Puts it off. Glass got it. 3 points for D.D. Church. 6-2, South Shelby the lead. It's Patterson across the timeline. The Gaines on the right wing. The Patterson out between the two circles. Now they get it down to Bell Roush inside to Williams. Off glass got it. Millie Mosey Williams. Again, pressure as the inbound pass stolen away by Roush, but she made a bad pass to it right to Olivia Miller. As Miller will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Webster on the left wing. Webster bounced past the Fox, and it'll go out of bounds over and back call against Clark County. Trying to get all my numbers straight here. Number 10. So Kelly McWilliams in the ballgame is at the zero. I can't, with the blue, the red on blue, it's hard for me to tell from up here. Williams gets underneath. The Roush put it up and in. Pretty give and go. And Bell Roush has 2 points. Allie Fox in the backcourt to Miller. Right through her hands, picked up by Kaylee Gaines for three. Bullseye. 6 points for Kaylee Gaines, and Clark County wants a timeout. 4:43 left to play in the first quarter. It's South Shelby 12, Clark County 2. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. 13. Allen corrected the scoreboard, 13-2. South Shelby is the lead, 4:43 left to play in the first quarter, and Clark County will inbound. Allie Fox against Frazier will get the ball into Webster. Webster is picked up by Cameron Mitchell. As Webster brings it across the timeline, picks up a dribble between the two circles to Miller between the two circles. Now Fox. Allie Fox to the top of the key. Tried to give it back to Webster and threw it out of bounds. So it'll be Cameron Mitchell to inbound on the far sideline for South Shelby to Patterson. Patterson back to Mitchell on the left wing. Mitchell with a couple of dribbles gets it down in the corner to Bell Roush. As Roush has it on the left wing, gives it back to Kelly McWilliams between the two circles. Now Mitchell gives it to Kaylee. Well, it's not. That's bullseye, and that was number 23 again. Yeah, it was Kaylee Gaines. She has 9 on 3 threes. As inbound pass against Frazier goes out of bounds, but I nope, it was just thrown out of bounds, so it'll be South Shelby basketball. Miranda Patterson will inbound underneath her own basket. Patterson looks for somebody, gets it in the corner, shot from threes, no good. And B.D. Church off the rebound. That was Kaylee Gaines. Finally missed one. So Blair Webster will bring it across the timeline. Webster, spin move at the top of the key to Fox on the left side of the circle beyond the arc. Now dribbles the top of the key, tried to get it inside to Hope Ross. Batted out of bounds, last touch by South Shelby. A lot of different players going to play in this ball game as Cameron Mitchell into the ball game as Aaron Bash will inbound for Clark County. Gets it into Church off glass, missed it. And off the rebound comes Cameron Mitchell. As Mitchell gets the ball to McWilliams, puts it off glass, got it. Callie McWilliams has 2 points. And it's 18-2. South Shelby with the lead. Still pressured by the Ladybirds. Allie Fox. Now has the ball stolen away to the glass. Off glass, McWilliams has 4. And Clark County wants another timeout. 3:01 left to play in the first quarter. South Shelby 20. Clark County 2 back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
When it comes to selecting your seed corn partner, we know you've got a choice to make. At Wiffle's Hybrids, we've made a choice too. A choice to remain independent. A choice to remain farm family owned. A choice to stay American. So, when it's time for you to make your choice, make a statement. Plant your independence. Plant Wiffles.
For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
Back at Clark County High School, 3:01 left to play in the first quarter. South Shelby leading Clark County 20-2. Clark County with basketball, still man-to-man defense by South Shelby. As Webster has it in the center circle, gives it to Fox between the two circles. As Fox, guarded by McWilliams, to Bash on the right wing. Bash cut off on the right baseline, gives it to Webster inside to Ross. Pass is stolen away by Roush. Roush gives it to Kaylee Gaines. So that is 34 would be Hannah Gaines. So Hannah to Williams. Now back to Hannah Gaines on the right wing to Bell Roush. 15, put her on the way. Got it. 4 points for Bell Roush. So 22-2. South Shelby with the lead. It's Webster between the two circles. Gets the ball to Bash on the left wing beyond the arc. Bash around a pick set by D.D. Church. Try to pick and roll. Threw it over Church's head and out of bounds. That's the end of the ball game with Clark County. Carly Pearl and Allie Fox will set down. So South Shelby with the basketball as McWilliams brings it across the timeline. Gets the ball to Williams. Now give and go down the left lane. They kick it out in the corner to Callie McWilliams. With the basketball, top of the key to Cameron Mitchell. They give it again to McWilliams. So Williams now, they had too much passing. McWilliams did lose the basketball. Stole away by Aaron Bashoff. Glass, it goes down. It counts and she's fouled. So Aaron Bash will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. As a foul, as soon as they put it up on the board, it's going to be on number 21. I don't have a 20, a 24. Would be Cameron Mitchell. That's her first foul. So Aaron Bash, two looking for three, missed it. And rebound taken out by South Shelby. As Hannah Gaines with the basketball on the right wing. Now Wigman back in the ball game. Gives it to McWilliams at the top of the key. Now they get in the hands of Hannah Gaines. Back to McWilliams, takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. They'll do the foul. The foul is going to be on Blair Webster. That's her first. So Wigman will go to the line and shoot two shots. So Hannah Wigman looking for her first points of the ball game. 1:10 left to play in the first quarter. First shot up off the heel of the rim, no good. 22-4, South Shelby with the lead. As Hannah Wigman gets the basketball, now eyes it, fires it, and got it. 1 point for Hannah Wigman. Now South Shelby's going to back off the press. And Blair Webster will bring it across the timeline. Still man-to-man defense by the Lady Birds. As they get it to Carly Pearl on the left wing. Now Ross to the right wing. As Ross whistled and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Cameron Mitchell. And that's her second. So two fouls on Cameron Mitchell. Third team foul against Al Shelby. Webster tries to inbound. Bounce pass stolen away by South Shelby. And here comes Mitchell. Now a little short 15-footer off the baseline. No good. That was by McWilliams. Rebound Clark County. And what do we got? Evidently, Clark County stepped on the inline. So South Shelby will inbound. Underneath their own basket. Three-pointer out of the left corner. No good. And rebound stays with South Shelby. McWilliams now running 15-footer off the baseline. No good. That was by Hannah Gaines. They get it to Aaron Bash. Bash walked with it, got by with it. Now they call a jump ball, alternating possession, back to South Shelby. 26 seconds left to play in the first quarter. So it'll be Cameron Mitchell. Will inbound on the far sideline, gets it to McWilliams. McWilliams brings it to the top of the key, now dribbles to the left wing. Inside the arc, looks for somebody. Out pops Mitchell. Mitchell left side of the circle from 15, no good. And Carly Pearl comes out with the rebound. Pearl had the ball slapped away from behind. Here comes South Shelby. They get it out to Hannah Gaines for three. Bullseye! So Hannah Gaines has 3 points, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. South Shelby 26 and Clark County 4 back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahoka, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
To us, it's very clear.
back at Clark County High School. Clark County with basketball as we start the second quarter. They give it to Kaylee Yates. Now Allie Fox has a free throw line back to Yates around the top of the key and hands the ball off to Wegman. She handed it right to Hannah Wegman. Gives it to Miranda Patterson and inside to Posey Williams. Put up a shot and missed it from the block, but the rebound comes out to Wegman. They give it to Kaylee Gates. Now Patterson to the left wing. Patterson inside the arc on the left wing. Brings it back out between the two circles. Gives the ball to Summer Hunold. Hunold tried to get inside to Wegman. Pass was too high. Stolen by Clark County. That was Mia Johnson. With the basketball is Carly Pearl on the right wing, or right baseline. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Finds Bash. Bash takes a dotted line, puts up his shot, partially blocked. And Williams comes out with a rebound to Wegman. Wegman, right side of the circle. Now Gaines kicks it back out to Wegman in the right corner, right side of the circle to Miranda Patterson. Patterson takes it down the right lane, and she's tied up by Mia Johnson. Jump ball, alternating possession back to Clark County. 26-4. South Shelby with the lead. Now South Shelby's going to put the press back on, or evidently somebody stepped on the end line again because they're going to give it back to the Lady Birds. As Miranda Patterson is now, they're trying to decide. I think they call it. They did call it a jump ball. And possession light comes back to South Shelby. Now Kaylee Gaines puts up a three, bullseye. She has four threes already in this ball game. 12 points for Kaylee Gaines. Allie Fox with the basketball on the right wing. Gives it to Yates. Yates jump shot from 15, no good. Rebound comes off to Summer Hunold. Hunold goes to the left wing. They'll give it to Wegman at the top of the key. Now Patterson, top of the key. Patterson will try a three. Bullseye! Miranda Patterson hit a three. 6 points for Patterson. And it's 32-4. South Shelby the lead. That's Carly Pearl with the basketball, top of the key. Looks for somebody to throw it to. And she gets it down to Mia Johnson. Johnson goes into the paint, lost it. Now it's loose on the floor. And they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be against Clark County. And let's see, they're going to call it on. Going to call it on Kylie Yates. So Yates picks up her first foul. Here comes Patterson across the timeline for the Lady Birds. Takes it to the left side of the circle. Now down the left lane. Lays it up. Missed the layup. And off of the rebound is Mia Johnson. Johnson gives the ball to Yates. Yates will bring it across to Carly Pearl, rather. Now Yates has it in the right corner. Aaron Bash on the right side of the circle. Back to Yates. Cut off on the right baseline. Kicks it out to Pearl. Now back to Yates. Yates puts up the shot, airballed it. And out of the rebound comes Wegman. Wegman gives it to Gaines on the left wing. Across the free throw line. Now it's Gaines with it. Tries a three, no good. Williams with a rebound. Lost it, but picked back up by Cameron Mitchell. Puts it up and in. 34-4. Lady Birds with the lead, and Allie Fox with the basketball gets it inside. Shot's put up. No good. That was by Carly Pearl, but Yates out with the rebound. Gets it to Fox, top of the key. Now the left side of the circle or the left corner to Bash. Bash back to Fox. Beyond the arc, kicks it over in the corner to Carly Pearl. Now Yates. Yates, 15-foot jumper. Got it. So Kylie Yates with 2 points. Here comes Miranda Patterson in a hurry. Patterson, top of the key. To Hannah Gaines on the left wing. Gaines with the basketball, takes down the right lane, puts up the shot. Missed it, but she was fouled, and the foul's going to be on Mia Johnson. So Johnson picks up her first foul. And Hannah Gaines will be at the line to shoot a pair. End of the ball game. Let me see. Bill Rouse checks back in for, and Riley Schaefer checks in for Clark County. Bill Rouse for South Shelby. Now the official going over and talking to the official scorer. So now all three officials are going to get together. I have no idea what this is about. They called a foul on Mia Johnson. I thought she was shooting. Should be two shots, I would think. As Hannah Gaines should be at the line. I don't know if they're pointing at Cameron Mack. I don't know, maybe they lost Callie, who was supposed to shoot the free throws. Okay, they're going to move everybody off the lane. So evidently there's a technical foul on somebody. And the shoot technical is Kaylee Gaines. So Kaylee Gaines, first shot up, no good. She has 12, looking for 13. So I have no idea who the technical foul was on. Next shot up, got it. So Kaylee Gaines has 13 points. Well, I have no clue because Hannah Gaines did not get a shoot a free throw. And as far as I'm concerned, she was the one who got fouled. I don't know whether Cameron Mack, yep, he's sitting down, so they must have called it on the bench. As Mo Williams gets inbound pass, gives it a Rouse. Now Kaylee Gaines for three on the way off the right wing. No good. And out with the rebound comes Carly Pearl. Pearl wants some help. A little pressure to backcourt. As she gets to Schaefer, back to Pearl. Pearl across the timeline. Picked up by Hannah Gaines to Allie Fox on the left wing across the free throw line. Carly Pearl gets it in the corner to Yates. Tried to force feed it inside to Mia Johnson. Put right to Patterson. Patterson will bring it across the timeline inside to Williams. Put up a shot. And Mia Johnson altered that shot. She missed it. And out with the rebound is Pearl. Bounce pass to the right wing to Allie Fox. Knocked away, but Fox gets it back. Box to the top of the key to Pearl at the top of the key. Pearl, couple of dribbles, gets the ball to Schaefer on the left wing. Now Yates on the left wing. Bounce pass to Pearl on the right wing. Pearl tried to force it inside to Mia Johnson, battled away, but picked up by Allie Fox. And Fox crossed the free throw line, put up a shot off the wrong foot, airballed it. And Hannah Gaines comes out with the rebound to the left wing. Now three out of the left corner, no good. And out with the rebound came Yates, and Bell Rouse may have picked up the foul. Yes, she did. So Bell Rouse has one foul. Just like a hockey game, it's going to be a whole shift change, but there's a timeout on the floor. 2:35 left to play in the first half. South Shelby 35, Clark County 6. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
God, I'm so stressed. It's a brand new year and our business is busier than ever.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma Cloud Phone System with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma, smart communications for the smarter business.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. 2:30 left to play in the first half as Clark County trailing 35-6 with the basketball. Schaefer has it on the right wing, gives it up. Ross down the left lane, and the ball's kicked out of her hand, out of bounds by South Shelby. So Olivia Miller will inbound underneath her own basket. As Miller slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Still looks. Gets it out to Church. Church, 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebound tipped around. And out with it comes Cameron Mitchell. As Mitchell will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to McWilliams at the top of the key. McWilliams to Hannah Gaines, top of the key. Now Roush on the right side of the circle. They get it to Hannah Gaines. Well, no, that was Cameron Mitchell. She drove the baseline, missed the little buddy, and out with it comes Blair Webster. Gets it to Ross on the right lane and stolen away by, let's see who it is. It's going to be Cameron Mitchell. Missed the shot, but the rebound taken by Hunold. Now Hunold's going to take the shot, missed it. And it's batted out of bounds by McWilliams, so it'll be Clark County basketball. As now South Shelby's going to back off the full court pressure and go half court man-to-man. As Blair Webster will bring it across the timeline. She is picked up by McWilliams in the left corner. She gets the ball out to Schaefer. Now a little 10-footer by Webster. Got it. 2 points for Blair Webster. Here comes McWilliams, untouched, puts it up and in. 6 points for Callie McWilliams, 37-8. Now, Shelby with the lead. Blair Webster to Olivia Miller. Between the two circles, back to Webster on the right wing, and Webster couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away. Foot race to the left. Block, put it up and in. And that was by Cameron Mitchell. She has four. 39-8. 37 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Webster to the left side of the circle. Webster turns, puts up the 15-footer. Got it. 4 points for Blair Webster. 39-11. Williams across the timeline. So that's a Buck William. Now Bell Rouse took it down the right block, missed a wide open layup, and Webster comes off the rebound. Webster takes the right wing. Now Miller has it between the two circles. Miller gives it to Ross at the top of the key to Webster. Webster drives the right baseline, puts up a shot, blocked, and out with it comes Rouse. Prayer to buzzer, not in time, and that's the end of the first half with the score. South Shelby 39, Clark County 10. Back at the moment, this is KMM Sports.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Are you tired of renting? Or does the idea of owning your own home seem like just a dream? Let Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri help make your dream a reality. Our experienced lending staff would be happy to help you work towards your dreams at any of our 7 locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland. Everyone needs a place to call home, and it's our job to get you moving into yours. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 19 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 45 tomorrow. Sunny skies and calm. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows around 23. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country 100.5 KMEM. Right now 31.
And welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game, and it's all the South Shelby Ladybirds. They are ranked number 2 in the state in Class 3, and they lead Clark County 39-10. Take a look at the score in first four South Shelby. Hannah Wigman with 1 point. Miranda Patterson with 6. Belle Rouse with 4. Callie McWilliams with 6. Kaylee Gaines with 13. Cameron Mitchell with 4. Millie Mosey Williams with 2 points. Hannah Gaines with 3. For Clark County, Aaron Bash with 2 points. Blair Webster with 4. Kylie Yates with 2 points. And D.D. Church with 2. South Shelby led 26-4 after one quarter. South Shelby outscored Clark 13-6 in the second quarter. And the Lady Birds lead here at halftime 39-10. And we're going to send it back to studios for probably more than 2 minutes. It's senior night here, and at halftime of the girls' game, they're honoring all the boys, senior boys' basketball and campus bowl. So, Dave, I'm going to bring back to you and just keep listening, and I'll tell you when I want it back. This is KMN Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Missouri Nut Sports, I'm Bill Pollack. History will be made Sunday at Super Bowl 57 when Travis Kelce and his brother Jason step on the field. The first time brothers will face each other.
He's my brother, man. I'm playing against a brother and I'm playing with one. It's a pretty cool scenario to be in, and we just put so much work in together, and I can't really say how much it means to go here because we've been to a few. So it's going to mean that much more if we get this win, and that's what we're focused on.
His other brother, of course, Patrick Mahomes, someone he is close to off the field and a big fan of Patrick being Patrick.
I'm a supporter of Pat just doing the craziest stuff possible, so I'm all for him throwing it behind his back, over his head. He's got to give a no look or something like that. However he has to get the ball to somebody, he's going to do it. So I don't see it happening anytime soon, the behind-the-back pass, but if it does happen, I'm sure it'll be electric.
Mizzou basketball is at 6th-ranked Tennessee tomorrow. The Vols are 19-4. Mizzou beat South Carolina on Tuesday and have won 5 of their last 7. Bill Pollack, Missouri Nut Sports.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their 3 branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all 3 locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
When you see law enforcement, medical personnel, or first responders helping others, give them room to work. Reduce your speed and change lanes if possible. Missouri law states motorists must proceed with caution and yield the right-of-way to stationary emergency vehicles displaying lighted red or red and blue lights. When you see a trooper on the side of the road, realize that that's their office. Give them room to work. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Welcome back. back, everybody, to Clark County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Lady Indian Basketball on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime with South Shelby leading Clark County 39-10. As the senior boys have been honored, they've had the duck toss, and here comes South Shelby girls back on the floor. We're just a week away from the end of the season. Next week will be the last week of the regular season. We'll have three games for you on KMEM. Starting Monday night, Canton will be at Putnam County. On Tuesday night, I'll be right back down here, Macon and Clark County. And then Friday, our last game of the regular season, I'll be at Schuyler County. The same South Shelby girls and boys will be at Schuyler County. Then the district start on the 20th. And tomorrow, the Monroe City District, which Clark County will be playing in, will have their seeding meetings. The Class 2 District 6 at Schuyler County already have had their seeding meetings. And on the girls' side, I'm trying to remember the girls' side. Schuyler County girls got the number one seed. Camp girls are number two. Number three was Scotland County. Number four and five, and it could go either way, Putnam County and Brookfield. And the sixth seed went to Knox County. On the boys' side at Schuyler County, number one went to Camp, number two, Schuyler County, number three, Knox County, number four, Putnam County, number five, I want to say Brookfield, and number six, Scotland County. I think that is the way that district has been seeded. All the boys this year play on Monday night. All the girls play on Tuesday night. They come back, boys semifinal on Wednesdays. Girls semifinals on Thursday. Boys championship games will be on Friday. Girls championship game will be on Saturday. So that's the way Misha has set that up this year. And who are we to argue whether we agree with her or not? That's the way Misha says it's going to be. So that's what we're going to do. And we'll know at about, well, tomorrow afternoon, how the District 6 Class 3 in Monroe City is set up. And I'll let you know next week, all next week, since we have three games for you, plus sports. So I'll keep you all informed of what we're going to be doing on the 20th. 39-10. South Shelby with the lead. I'll be back with the second half in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately, there's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Because at SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
The people who care at Allied Glass in Hiawatha would like to take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the globe. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. This message courtesy of our good friends at Allied Glass, 1575 Kettleson Drive in Hiawatha. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. On the air, because they care.
And welcome back, everybody, Clark County High School. We're set to start the second half of this girls' game. And right now, it's all South Shelby as they lead the Clark County ladies 39-10. There's the buzzer. Both teams back to their respective coaches, Cameron Mack and Jason Church. For Clark County, Luke O'Loughlin for the Lady Birds. So I'm sure the starters will probably come back on, and some of his players are just now coming out of the locker room. So you would assume the starters will come back. Starters are back on the floor for Clark County. As Luke O'Loughlin just has a couple more words to say as Clark County will have the basketball to start the third quarter. And, yep, the starters are all coming back for the Lady Birds. So Allie Fox will inbound. Man-to-man defense by South Shelby. Inbounds pass to Blair Webster. Webster, guarded by Miranda Patterson, brings it across the timeline. Dribbles between the two circles. Out pops Fox, top of the key. Fox looks inside, trying to get it to Hope Ross, and is stolen away by Bell Roush. As Roush gets the ball to Wigman, top of the key. Now three-pointer on the way. Pinballs in and out by Miranda Patterson. And the rebound comes out to Clark County. As Webster picks up the dribble, bounce pass to the right wing to Miller, tried to get it inside on the give and go to Fox, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be South Shelby basketball. Miranda Patterson will bring it across the timeline. As Patterson gives it to Williams at the top of the key. Williams to Patterson on the right wing. Now top of the key. Patterson left side of the circle. Kaylee Gaines across the free throw line. Out to Wigman on the right wing. Now Patterson takes it down the right lane to the right block. Kaylee Gaines for three. Bullseye. 16 points for Kaylee Gaines. 42-10. South Shelby with the lead. Blair Webster with the basketball. As Webster across the timeline, gets it to Miller on the right wing. Fox, top of the key for three. Off the heel of the rim, no good. And Mosey Williams off the rebound to Patterson. Patterson wants to run. Sees a wide open space. Takes it to the hoop. Puts up his shot. I think partially blocked by Allie Fox. As there's a jump ball called. Alternating possession back to South Shelby. So Patterson will inbound underneath their own basket. Patterson gets it out to Gaines on the left wing. Out of the left corner, Patterson for three. Bullseye. 9 points for Miranda Patterson. 45-10. Lady Bird with the lead as Webster. Bounce pass to Allie Fox between the two circles. Inside Church at the dotted line. Ross, three-pointer on the way. Bullseye. Out of the left corner. Hope Ross has three. 45-13. Patterson across the timeline. Stops, pops for three. Bullseye. 12 points for Miranda Patterson. And now Cameron Mack wants a timeout. 5:53 left to play in the third quarter. South Shelby 48. Clark County 13. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Back at Clark County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. And you're listening to Clark County Lady and Men Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMM, FM, Memphis. Nice crowd on hand, but there's a lot of activities going on here tonight. With senior night, the dance team was dancing with some of the little grade school girls, bands playing. There's all kinds of stuff going on, so they expected a big crowd. As Blair Webster will inbound to Miller. Back to Webster as Miranda Patterson will pick up Webster at the timeline. Webster in forward court to Miller. Miller takes it to the right lane, tried to go inside with it, stolen away by Bell Roush, and Roush stepped on the sideline. So Allie Fox will trigger. Fox looks for somebody, gets it in the backcourt to Webster. Webster, guarded by Gaines this time, takes it to the left side of the circle. Church at the top of the key. Church now the right block, almost walked with it. Kicks it back out to Webster for three on the way. Bullseye! Blair Webster has 7 points. And it's 48-16. Lady Bird with the lead in the basketball. That's Patterson. Brings it across the timeline between the two circles. Gives it to Wigman. On the right wing, inside the Roush, on the right block, off glass, missed it. Roush kept it alive, gets it out to Patterson. Patterson, wide open layup, puts it up and in. 14 points for Anna Patterson. Now we have a timeout on the floor. that what he's calling? No. I don't think it was a timeout. It was Williams, I think. Either have some blood on her leg or hurt a hand or something. She just came out, and I think everybody thought it was a timeout. Not so much as Webster will bring it across the timeline to the right wing, down in the right baseline, had to stolen away by McWilliams. And she kicks it back out to Wigman. Wigman to Kaylee Gaines on the right wing. Wigman in the right corner. Wigman now takes it right at D.D. Church, puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. As that is going to be Hannah Wigman's third point of the night. First foul on D.D. Church. And Hannah Wigman at the line, three, looking for four, and got it. 4 points for Hannah Wigman. 53-16, 4:25 left to play in the third quarter. Again, Blair Webster will bring it across the timeline. Webster gets it to Fox on the left wing. Fox tried to force it inside the Church and knocked away by McWilliams. And so they're going to call the foul on D.D. Church. So Church picks up her second personal foul. As Miller will check out, Aaron Bash checks back in for the Lady Indians. So here comes Miranda Patterson. Patterson will bring it to the top of the key. Kaylee Gaines will try a three on the way off the right wing. No good. Hope Ross off the rebound to Webster. Webster will bring it across the timeline. Webster bounced past to Ross on the right wing in the right corner to Bash. Bash with the dribble. Wants to get it to Ross. I don't know whether she can. She gets it out to Allie Fox. Now into Ross. Ross to Bash. Webster in the right corner. Back to Hope Ross with the left hand. In and out. No good. And Kayla Gaines off the rebound. Gaines will bring it across the timeline. Inside the arc on the right wing. Now McWilliams to Patterson for three. No good. As Belle Roush, McWilliams came off the rebound. And I think she thought that Miranda Patterson was going to go out to the right wing, and she didn't, so she bounced it out of bounds. Miranda Patterson will check out. And Cameron Mitchell checks back in for the Lady Birds. 3:20 left to play in the third quarter. Webster will bring it across the timeline. Gets the ball to Bash on the left wing. Bash with one dribble. Gets it down the corner to Carly Pearl. Pearl in the left corner. Looks inside. Finds Church. Church caught it. Fell down with it. And they call it for the travel. As back in the ball game comes Mia Johnson. Also, Kylie Yates checks back in. And McWilliams brings it across the timeline for South Shelby. Gives the ball up to Hunold. Now Mitchell drives off the right wing, puts it up and in. 6 points for Cameron Mitchell. 2:35 left to play in the third quarter. Webster gets the basketball on the right wing. Webster gets the ball to Yates. Now give and go back to Pearl. Right for the basket is Johnson. Missed the five-footer. Bash off the rebound. Bash in a double team. Kicks it back out to Webster, top of the key. As Webster backs off toward the midcourt, guarded by Mitchell. Gets it to Yates on the right wing. Yates cut off on the right baseline. Kicks it back out to Johnson, top of the key. Now to Pearl. They try to get it inside to Johnson. Ball's batted out of bounds by Bell Roush. So it'll be Clark County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own baskets. Aaron Bash, little trigger. Bash looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Now tried to get it out to Kylie Yates. Lost it, but picked it back up. Now it's Webster. Webster between the two circles. Shot put off all the right wing by Yates. Missed it. And Bell Roush off the rebound. Here comes South Shelby. South Shelby across the timeline. Yates, Roush top of the key. To Hunold at the top of the key. Shot on the way. Bullseye. turns around. That may have been McWilliams, and I'm thinking it was. Yes, it was. So that's McWilliams. She has 9. Webster, to Yates, to Pearl. Puts a shot up, got it. Carly Pearl with 2 points. 58-18. South Shelby with the lead. McWilliams to the free throw line. Gives it back to Mitchell across the free throw line. Now back to McWilliams. To Mitchell for 3. No good. They'll rush the rebound. She'll try it again. Mitchell, no good. Rebound tipped around. Out with it comes Yates. Yates to Aaron Bash. Now to Webster. Webster between the two circles to Yates. Deep left wing to Bash. Bash on the left wing. Bash wants to put up a shot and a whistle and a foul. May get a foul on South Shelby. This foul's going to be on Hunold. So Summer Hunold picks up her first foul. Inbounds pass to Yates. Yates almost stood away, but back to Yates. Johnson will try a 15-footer. No good. And rebound almost saved by Bell Roush, but I think she stepped on the end line. So it'll be Clark County basketball. Out of bounds underneath her own basket. Aaron Bash to Trigger. Bash gets it underneath to Yates. Lost it. And it's stolen away by Summer Hunold. Hunold will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to McWilliams. On the right wing, on top of the key. Now Roush across the free throw line to Hunold. Gets it down in the corner to Mitchell. McWilliams will try a 3. No good. And Aaron Bash comes off the rebound with 4 seconds, 2 seconds. They won't get a shot off. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. South Shelby 58, Clark County 18. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learned even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
58-18. South Shelby with the lead as we start the fourth and final quarter. And Clark County will have the basketball. It's Allie Fox, a little trigger. Fox gets it in to Webster. Webster picked up by Miranda Patterson. Webster dribbles left side of the circle. Now the free throw line, kicks it back out to Yates. Yates down to Miller on the right block. Back to Yates, right side of the circle, to Webster between the two circles. That's Webster. Guarded by Patterson. Bounce pass goes to Miller on the right wing. Inside it goes to Holcross in double team. Gives the ball to Yates. Puts up a shot. Missed it. But drew the foul. As I think the foul may be on Miranda Patterson. Yep. So Miranda Patterson does pick up the foul. That's her first. And to the line will go Kylie Yates. Yates has 2 points, looking for 3. Shots up and off the heel of the rim. No good. So still 2 points for Kylie Yates. Still 58-18. South Shelby with the lead is Yates. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Kylie Yates. Miranda Patterson brings it across the timeline. Patterson to the left side of the circle. Now Williams top of the key to Patterson. In the corner it goes to Wigman. Now Patterson for 3. Bullseye. 17 points, Miranda Patterson. 61-19. Lady Bird with the lead. Here comes Webster across the timeline. Webster gives the ball to Yates on the deep left wing. Bounce pass back to Webster in the left corner. Give him, go back to Yates. Puts it up off glass. Missed it, but drew the foul. Foul's going to be on Williams. So Millie Mosey Williams has her second foul. And Kylie Yates again back at the free throw line to shoot a pair. She has three, looking for four. Shots up, got it. 4 points for Kylie Yates. 61-20. Lady Birds with the lead. As Yates four, looking for five. Shots on the way, no good. Williams comes off the rebound. Gets it back out to Wigman. Now Patterson on the right wing. Patterson, Williams, top of the key. She'll try a three. In and out, no good. And Olivia Miller off the rebound to Webster. As Webster has it between the two circles and almost stolen away by Wigman. Goes out of bounds, and now we'll have a whole new shift change for South Shelby. They had nine players dressed out. So four new players, McWilliams back in. Wigman stays in. Hannah Gaines in the ball game. Mitchell in the ball game. As Hope Ross in the left corner. Kicks it back out to Fox on the left wing. Fox looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Miller between the two circles. Now Ross, free throw line. Webster, top of the key for three on the way. No good. And fight for the rebound. Yates got it, fell down with it, but somehow gets it out to Allie Fox, and Fox will try a three. Bullseye! 3 points for Allie Fox. Makes it 61-23. And now McWilliams right. Dribble drive, a wide open lane, and missed the bunny. Rebound comes off to Yates. They get it to Miller. Now inside to Ross. Put up a layup, no good. Yates tried it, put it up, no good. Hope Ross tried it, wouldn't go down. And now McWilliams off the rebound. McWilliams takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. And well, that was Hannah Gaines. Which one? Hannah Gaines got that one. So she has five. So Clark County with the basketball. Miller on the left side of the circle. Fox top of the key. Webster will try another three. In and out, no good. And off the rebound comes Cameron Mitchell. Mitchell to McWilliams at the top of the key. McWilliams takes it to right to the block, lays it up, missed another bunny. And Webster comes off the rebound. Blair Webster pulls up on the right wing. Webster looks for somebody, gets it to Allie Fox on the right block. Fox puts up the shot, missed it. And out with it comes Wigman. Wigman will take it to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. So Hannah Wigman has 6 points. It's now a shift change for Clark County. They call a timeout, but the only reason they call it, stop the clock, bring in the bench. So everybody gets to play on senior night. So Schaefer gets it in to Ava McKay. And McKay will bring it across the timeline. McKay to Pearl. Try to get it inside to Bash. Knocked away, but Bash picks it up in the left corner to McKay. Now Schaefer to Yates on the right wing. Bash will try a three on the way. No good. Ava McKay with a rebound. Put it up a shot. Missed it. Bash with a rebound. She gets it out to Yates. And now McKay will try another three. Somebody got a piece of it. Left it short. Yates tried to save it in bounds and couldn't do it. That'll be South Shelby basketball. 2.5 minutes left to play in the ball game. 65-23. South Shelby with the lead and the ball as McWilliams will bring it across the timeline. McWilliams gives the ball to Wigman at the top of the key. Wigman around the top of the circle gives it to Huno. Now Wigman in the right corner. Gets it back out to Hannah Gaines. Now three out of the corner is no good. Rebound tipped around, and it goes out of bounds off of South Shelby. So Clark County with the basketball. Riley Schaefer will inbound to Ava McKay. As McKay will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by South Shelby. McKay gives the ball to Schaefer on the right wing beyond the arc. As Schaefer brings it to the right side of the circle, still beyond the arc, tried to get a McKay, and it's stolen away by Hunold. Hunold will put it up, no good. McWilliams off the rebound. As she gets it back out, now McWilliams will try three. Bullseye. So McWilliams has 12 points. And all those off the bench, 68-23. McKay to the free throw line. McKay will throw up a shot, missed it. And a rebound comes off to Mitchell. And it's knocked out of her hands and out of bounds with 1 minute left to play in the ball game. So South Shelby with the basketball. McWilliams will bring it across the timeline. Clark County in a 1-2-2 zone. Well, no, they're man-to-man, and McWilliams just takes it down the left lane, lays it up and in. 14 points for Callie McWilliams. 70-23 as McKay will bring it across the timeline. Schaefer on the right wing. Schaefer looks for somebody to throw it to. Schaefer tried to drive into the basket. Dribble it off of her leg or McWilliams' foot, one of the two. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. 20 seconds left to play. Aaron Bash will inbound. Maya Johnson from 15. No good. Now the rebound put back up and in by Aaron Bash. She has four. 70-25. South Shelby with the basketball. They'll just dribble it out. McWilliams with four, with three, with two, with one, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, South Shelby 70 and Clark County 25. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
From just a handful of high schools here have come nearly two dozen NFL players.
You've had the greatest hits in NFL history.
We have 45 caliber showcases here in the city.
Mr. Adams' CTE pathology was different. It was unusually severe.
The entertainment has to stop. You got to put the person first.
There's a lot of pressure on kids to play in NFL here in this town.
This is Impact by Nightline, now streaming on Hulu.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Corporal Justin Dunn with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Every year, people die in Missouri because another person chooses to drink and drive. These crashes don't have to happen. Driving is a responsibility, not a right. Take responsibility. Every day, choose a designated sober driver. The life you save could be yours. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. As it's the final, the South Shelby Lady Birds win their 21st game of the year by defeating Clark County 70-25. Take a look at the scoring for South Shelby. Hannah Wigman with 6 points. Miranda Patterson with 17. Belle Rice with four. Callie McWilliams with 14. Kayla Gaines with 16. Cameron Mitchell with six. Millie Mosey Williams with two. And Hannah Gaines with five. For Clark County, Hope Ross with three, Aaron Bash with four, Blair Webster with seven, Allie Fox with three, Carly Pearl with two, Kylie Yates with four, and D.D. Church with two. South Shelby led 26-4 after one quarter. South Shelby outscored Clark 13-6 in the second quarter and led 39-10 at the half. In the third quarter, South Shelby outscored Clark 19-8. South Shelby led 58-18 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, South Shelby again outscored Clark County 12-7, and South Shelby wins it 70-25. South Shelby improves to 21-3, while Clark County ladies 13 and 3-18. And I'll be back with the boys' game, let's say, Dave, in about 15 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
And thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game, the girls' game anyway, has been brought to you by these Clark County sponsors, and they include Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahoka, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahoka, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahoka, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahoka. Cahoka Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahoka State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahoka, and by the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton.